Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Charles Biblazer, Managing Editor, and joining me is Avi Melamed, Founder and CEO of Inside the Middle East Intelligence Perspectives Program. Thank you very much for being with me.
Thank you for having me, Charles.
And the topic, Riyadh has called two emergency summits, one for the Arab League and the other for Gulf Cooperation Council representatives, on May 30th to discuss growing regional tensions. In other words, Iran. Mr. Melamed, what, if anything, do you think will come from the conferences?
Well, one thing for sure is that the Arab Gulf states and Egypt as well will re-emphasize what they have been saying for a long period of time. They demand Iran to stop its intervention in the Arab world and to stop its aggression and aggressive policy in the region. That will be one thing. The other thing, I would expect that they will send a message that actually will make clear that they view the challenge of Iran not as their own personal challenge, but a global one. Hence, the international community should establish a front that will stop and block the Iranian aggression. Just, of course, they will once again reiterate their desire to avoid military confrontation and outreach to Iran, as they have been doing in the past.
And many have noted that Qatar has been invited, despite an ongoing blockade by Riyadh and other Gulf states imposed on Doha in 2017. Do you think the intention is for Qatar to act as an intermediary between the Sunni states and Shiite Iran?
Indeed, Qatar has channels or routes to Iran. In fact, the Qataris had a meeting with the Iranians following the crisis of May 13, 14 in the Gulf. Qatar has, relatively speaking, quite stable relationship with the Iranians based upon some mutual common interests. The other aspect, of course, is the seriousness of the situation and the fact that the United States probably beyond the scene. I could imagine there has been significant pressure both on the Saudi king as well as the Qatari ruler to put aside for now tensions and animosities and actually sit around together at the same table.
There were reports that Iran's deputy foreign minister was actually yesterday in Qatar, where he said that the mullahs are open to discussions with Gulf states in order to ease tensions. But at the same time, there's been intensifying violence, such as the recent attacks on Saudi oil assets and the firing of a rocket at the Green Zone in Baghdad. So which option do you think is more likely, dialogue or a larger conflict that would potentially involve the United States?
Let's start with the dialogue. The Iranian regime, time and again, at least formally, says he wishes to conduct a dialogue and he is looking for a good relationship with its neighbors. Reality on the ground, of course, is totally different. This is part of the Iranian regular model of talking on both sides of their mouths. Obviously, and rightly so, the Arab Gulf monarchies, as well as the United States, should definitely not be misled by the Iranian statements. The context of possible escalation, this is a very significant scenario that should be taken very seriously. There are a couple of reasons for that. First, the Iranians are constantly using the proxy models. In other words, to make a long story short, they don't do the dirty work. They are using Hezbollah and Iraqi Shiite militias and Afghans and Pakistani Shiite militias, the Houthis in Yemen, Hamas and Islamic Jihad in Gaza Strip and so on and so on. The issue is that the United States administration, the current one, more than once, was very clear saying that an attack on the United States assets or its allies, either done directly by the Iranians or by one of their proxies, the United States should hold Iran accountable for that. The Iranians, as of now, seems to ignore that, and that could be a mistake, because the Iranians have to remember something very significant. President Trump's strike in Syria more than once, he came to the conclusion that red lines that he was drawing were crossed. The challenge is that as of now, there has been a couple of incidents that very likely have been conducted or inspired by Iranian order. One of them, you mentioned the shooting of the rocket on the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. The other one is Houthi attack on Saudi Arabia. In other words, the Iranians are walking on a very, very dangerous line, because if the Iranians will decide that they are continuing with the model of operating proxy, the next attack may be one too many. And the other thing is that the 13 and 14 May attack, and particularly the May 13 attack, that as of now no one claimed responsibility for, but it is very likely that the Iranians are the ones standing beyond it, an investigation of that specific incident could result in a sort of sanctions and further diplomatic pressure on the Iranians. The difference will be that this time it is very likely that some major partners of the EU, who relatively so far turned a blind eye towards the Iranian aggression, it is very likely that this time they will join in. because the attack on the oil tankers in the Gulf is something that presents a very serious challenge to the global economy. So the possibility of such a scenario could result in a situation where the pressure is further intensified, and that could basically bring the Mullah regime to the point where he's pushed to the wall. He may, again, miscalculate the move and decide that maybe the best way to get out of that situation is to initiate a confined or restrained incident or military collision in the area of the Gulf, and that could lead in a short and rapid process to an escalation in the area.
Mr. Avi Melamed, founder and CEO of Inside the Middle East Intelligence Perspectives Program, thank you very much for joining the Media Line.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I'm Charles B. Blazer.